Tom, it's Dale and Kirk. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Matt Chatham said to me yesterday that the conditions you played in yesterday were the most miserable for him as a player. He'd rather it be cold. He'd rather there be snow. The cold rain is the most miserable. Do you agree with him that from a quarterback's perspective, that's as miserable as it gets?
Well, we won the game, and that felt pretty good. So I think when you win it none of the conditions really matter much. When you lose, you definitely have some games that you remember, and you go, God, well, those sure were crappy weather conditions. But I thought we really fought through adversity and played a tough game, played a really tough, hard-nosed football game that we needed to play, and we just did such a great job in the run game. We played really good on defense, had great in the kicking game. So that's what we did against Baltimore, and was really effective. So to do it 2 weeks in a row this time of year is exactly what we needed.
I mentioned that I kind of give a pass to everybody handling the football yesterday, throwing it, catching it, or running it. You guys did put the ball on the ground a few times, but were able to recover it every time. Was it just hard? I know you had the one fumbled snap. Was it just hard to grip the thing all day long?
I think it just has its moments in conditions like that. So, yeah, there's different times where, it just doesn't quite go where you want it to go. But the good thing is both teams deal with it. So we did have a few balls on the ground, which is something that we need to do a better job of because, you know, it's really once that ball's on the ground, you got a 50-50 chance of getting it back. And we're fortunate to get back all of the time. But, you know, if one of those go in their favor, it's maybe a different game. So we all got to work harder at that, and that's something that will be a big point of emphasis for us going forward. And certainly turnovers have been a little bit up and down for us this year. We can be better in that area. We'll need to be better here in the playoffs.
Are you hoping that it's weather like that in a way in 2 weeks because you know that you're capable of winning games like that? You've done it before, the way you run the ball. Are you rooting for cold, rainy, lousy weather, a week from Saturday when it's, whatever, 8:15, is that the kickoff time? Are you hoping for 12 degrees and snowing or a rainstorm again? Is that what you guys kind of want at this point?
Well, whatever it is, I think we've proven this year we can win in just about anything. So if it's, adverse weather conditions, really cold, it could be, 55 degrees and perfect, and that would be fine for us too. So whatever it is. Like I said, the thing in football is, both teams playing it, so it's not like you're measuring how many first downs you made against the other team or how many rushing yards you had or passing yards. You just got to win the game, and that's the important thing. The opponent yesterday was the Buffalo Bills. It wasn't the rain. It wasn't the refs. It was Buffalo. So it was good to go out and get a good win against them. I know we've I thought they played really hard. They have a very talented football team, so to beat them and finish our year strong was definitely the way we wanted to go.
I've heard you say in the past that if Julian Edelman stayed healthy and stayed on the field, you knew he could be an effective player. In the time that you've been with him, did you ever see a 100-catch season out of Julian Edelman?
Well, it's a real credit to him. I mean, he's put himself in that position to take advantage of the opportunity that he got. So, you're sitting behind probably the best receiver in football for the last 5 or 6 years in Wes. You just don't get a lot of opportunity. And Jules got his opportunity, really worked hard over the years to get himself in a position to take advantage of it. And then this year has stayed healthy for the entire year. So he's been able to produce week in and week out, been really a dependable, consistent player for us. And you can see the types of improvements that he's made over the course of the year based on the fact that he's been able to practice all the time and play every game. And it's hard to be productive when you play 8 games a year. So to play them all and to be as consistent as he's been for our team has really been critical to the success of our team, which is by far the best thing that, could have possibly happened for him in his career.
I know the conditions were bad, and it wasn't easy, and it's not what you do. But I bet if you want a mulligan on that punt, right? That was not perfect. You were hoping for a better one, no?
It wasn't a very good punt. It was a pretty crappy punt. So the safety was pretty deep.
Leonard, right?
Leonard, he's a punt returner, and it's somehow the ball found him, and it wasn't a good punt.
Do you practice that at all during the week or during the season for a situation like that? I mean, how much time do you spend during a season practicing that?
Every day.
Oh, yeah?
Every week. Every week we talk about it. We go through it. We work on it. Every week. So it's actually something that is a good thing for us to do.
They had a great shot near the end of the game. You were sitting on the bench, and LeGarrette Blount was sitting with you, and he had his arm around your shoulders. What was he saying?
It was a very joyful moment, I think, for both of us, knowing he had played an incredible game. It's really been a great season for our team to get to this point. We've definitely got a group of overachievers, guys that have worked really hard to come in and played whatever role they've been asked to play. So, or that's the receiver position or the running back position. The offensive line has been shuffled around, and to be 12-4, we're pretty proud of that. So it's a lot of guys that believe in one another, and certainly the way LeGarrette performed yesterday was one of the best performances I've ever seen. So in some pretty tough conditions. So it was a great effort by him. The offensive line played their hearts out. They continue to be the strength of our team. So that's what we're going to need here down the stretch.
I know that offensive linemen would always rather run block than pass block. They always want to deliver the blow and not accept the blow. So it had to be so much fun for them to see him perform the way he did behind them.
Yeah, I mean, the mark of a tough team is how well you run the ball and how well you stop the run. So I think you're right. It speaks a lot to the toughness of those guys, and they want a chance to prove that too. It's not football. Depending on the day, some days, it's 50 passes, some days it's 50 runs, and it's just to be able to do both of those. Not a lot of teams can do both of those. So to be able to do both of those, do them effectively is really, a well-balanced team and really a well-coached offensive line, a well-coached offensive unit. And, we have some great coaches, Josh McDaniels and Dante Scarnecchi, the way they prepare us. They're phenomenal coaches up and down the staff. So we're very fortunate. We're fortunate to be at this point. We've worked hard to get to this point, and now we get to see if we can go take advantage of it.
Do you appreciate this year more when you go 12-4, all that happened, the injuries, Hernandez? Do you appreciate this more at 36 than you would have, say, 10 years ago at 26? I mean, do you have more of an understanding of it now, how hard it is?
Yeah, well, I think every year you gain, more perspective, and I think you take a different view every year just because maybe your situation in life's a little bit different. And you're right. At 36, I've seen a lot. I've been a part of a lot of teams. I never have been a part of a year like this where we've had as many guys injured and new guys really step in and won some really last-second games. And really when we've been challenged the most, we've been at our best. So that shows really the mental toughness of the team that we've gotten. We'll see. Hopefully that serves us well here, 2 weeks from now where we got a chance to go out on, a Saturday night and see if we could beat a really good football team.
You've got a little time here with the bye week. Will you actually look at all three possible opponents and begin preparation for all three of them this week?
Yeah, I think that's the smart thing to do. I think that you've got to try to do something. You're not going to just sit around and do nothing. So, yeah, you're going to put as much time as you can into, any of the three teams. I mean, it'll definitely benefit us to start working on them. And whoever it is will be a team that's certainly earned it. I mean, all the teams that are in the playoffs this year are good teams that are a lot of the teams we played. I mean, one of the teams, Cincinnati, we played them. So the other two teams that we have a chance to play, we haven't played. So, we'll get working, first of all, on ourselves, see what we can do better, and then as the week goes on, we'll probably think a little bit more about who our next opponent will be.
There's been some rumors around that Josh McDaniels may be a candidate for this Cleveland job if the head coach is fired, which, again, they're saying is going to happen. How different has McDaniels been the second time around with you as opposed to the first time, or has there been a difference?
Well, Josh is, the best offensive coach I could ever imagine. He's so prepared. He's so confident what he does. you know, he figures out a way every week to get us in the best position as players to win. So I have so much respect for him and what he does for me, what he does for our team. You know, he's just a great coach, and he's got a lot of poise, got a lot of discipline, and you know, I hope he doesn't go anywhere. I mean, I'd love for him to coach for me the rest of my life. So, but that's, you know, that's just the way it is. That's, you know, he's one of my best friends, and I love having him.
When you look at the offensive weapons that you have right now, the weapons that you played with yesterday and will play with a week from Saturday, do you feel confident, as you said, that you can run the ball when you want to and pass the ball when you want to? Do you feel you're as well balanced as you can be this time of year?
Well, we're trying to be, and I think whatever we do, we have to do well. So if we do run it, we've got to run it effectively. If we throw it, we've got to be efficient throwing it. So it's really just a matter of how the game plays out, the conditions that we're in. We've had a lead here the last two games, which we didn't have for a long time. So we're able to run the ball a little bit more and wear the teams out. And by the fourth quarter, we're making some of our longest runs of the game. So that's been a big positive for our team, getting ahead on these teams and forcing them to throw the ball, forcing them to make mistakes, and really get out of the style of play that they wanted to. So that's really been a big key for us, and hopefully we can keep playing from ahead.
You talked about all the stuff you guys have had to overcome to get to 12-4. Now the way you're playing, especially the last 2 weeks, the way you're running the ball and just beating these teams up, do you buy into this idea that you are mentally tougher as a team heading into the playoffs than you were last year?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know compared to last year. I know we're pretty mentally tough. And I think every year is different based on the circumstances of the team and the way the games have played out. So, you know, there's always different comparisons to make. But I would say our team really this year has established some mental toughness, which is really critical to the success and the overall success of what our team is and what we're trying to be. So, we got a lot of tough guys. We got physically tough guys, our offensive line. I mean, I'd take any one of those guys, you know, if you in a street fight, because those guys are going to fight their butts off, and they're as tough as can be. The tight ends, the way they played all year and how tough they are, what they've added to our team. James Devlin, who's really, you know, doesn't get a lot of credit for what he's done, but what an amazing job he's done playing fullback for our team, really established a brand of toughness that we haven't had for a long time at that position. So I'm really proud of him, proud of all the guys and what we've done, what we've accomplished. But now this is the reason why we worked so hard to put ourselves in this position.
Time now for our quarterback question of the week. I promised a caller on Friday I would ask you this question. Nobody's wishing their lives away here. But do you give any thought to what you want to do when you are done playing football?
I haven't thought about it. You know, hopefully it's a long time from now, but I haven't really thought about any of those things. And you know, I just love playing. I like I said, I love the opportunity that I have to play for the Patriots. So that's all I'm really concerned about right now. Something down the road, who knows? There's a lot of ways that your lives can take different directions, but things are pretty fun right now.
You get to spend more time with that voice I heard in the background there, that's for sure.
You just woke up. I try to beat him. You'll always find a way to wake up.
Well, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the season. Enjoy the bye week, and best of luck going forward into the playoffs.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. You too. That is Tom Brady, quarterback Tom Brady.